This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Mem Tes. Simen Mem Tes. Sheyachal Lomer Krishma Balpeh. One is able to say Shema by heart. Says Mechaber, Af Agav De Kaimalon Dvarm Shabachzavi Atar Asher Lomer Malpeh. Even though we hold that anything which is written, you're not supposed to say it by heart. That's a general principle. That which is written should not be said by heart. Nevertheless, kol davar sharagil v'shagar b'fi ha'kol, anything which is frequent and well known and common in people's mouths, kagon kriya shema u'berchas kayanim u'parshas hatamid u'kiyotze behen mutar. Even though we hold something that's written down, you're not supposed to say it by heart, you should read it from the text, but anything which is frequent in people's mouths, shelak shema, bechas kayanim, parshas hatamid, or the like, you're allowed to. Says Mishnah Berurah, dvarm shebichsav. If that's the rule, so then what's a blind person supposed to do? How's a blind person supposed to daven or say anything? Suma mutalikras bal peh, mishum eslas eslashem hefir tarasecha. Because a time to do for Hashem, you could annul the Torah. Meaning he has no alternative. So it's better than not learning or reading anything. Okay. V'hu adinim hu. By the way, the Dershu brings that somebody who reads from Braille, the Minchas Yitzchok says that this is not considered reading mitoch haksav. Just he adds that the din of the reader is like someone who reads a ksav, which is shagar b'fi, and we're not worried for making mistakes. Okay. V'adinim hu b'veso asurim. Someone who's in jail, ve'en yachal ha'asik sham chumash, he could say psukim bal peh. Now, the baseline din is, dvarim shebechsav, i'atar asher l'amr mal peh. Says the Mishmur, i'atar kosav ha'advaz chilek alav simen kuf lamed hei. Likroiz ha'parsha bal peh b'shash shashatz koirei ani nizar. To read the parsha bal peh when the bal koirei is reading, to say it along with him, I'm careful not to do that. Aval eini moichel acherim. I don't protest against others. Ma'ay mishum deyesh poiskim harbe shesoyrim. Many poiskim hold teo isru davke imoitzi bezel acherim yidei chayvasam. Many poiskim hold that this isur of saying psukim bal peh is only if you're being moitzi others. V'chein kasav ba'ateras zakenim u'bebir hagra. Likewise, the ateras zakenim and the bir hagra also say this. La'amram alpeh, mishadoyresh barabim. Okay, so that's, we've encountered a number of heterim so far. The heter of the mechaber is, dvarim shebechsav, that you're shagar in, you're allowed to say balpeh. The heter the Mishnah Berurah brought, one heter is a blind person because of Esya Lasoy Slashem. Another heter is the Radvaz, that some poskim hold the din of Dvarm Shabab Yatara Shalom Baalpeh is only if you're being moitzi other people. By the way, I'll give you an example of where this comes Lamaisa. Let's say Kiddush Friday night. Kiddush Friday night is a pasuk. On the one hand, you'll say maybe it's Shagar B'fi HaKoel. You know, maybe that's debatable. But the problem is you're being moitzi other people, so there's more of an inyan to read it from a text. So Kiddush Friday night, when you say Vayichulu, which is psukim, there is an inyan to say it from the text, because even though, yes, it's perhaps Shagar B'fi HaKoel, because you're being moitzi others. La'amra ma'peh, misha darsh b'ram b'harbe psukim shabatayra. Someone who's a public speaker, and he's saying over many psukim, v'kashol yilchapiz b'chol shabachumish. And it's very difficult every time he wants to quote a pasuk to search for a chumash. B'mnei kavod ha'tzibur, he's going to have to find the pasuk every time. Maybe it's not respect for the tzibur. Efshur sheyesh lahakel, it could be, you could be lenient. Ayin b'yoyma, b'toiz v'sham dir masko v'asar, b'teretz rishon v'teretz basa, u'be'er hagra hiskam ladina, l'teretz basra. In other words, we know that on Yom Kippur, one of the kriyas ha'torah of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol reads Baal Peh. And the question is, how is he allowed to do that? Is it the Gemara bring their various reasons. Is it because of Tircha de Tzibura or Kavai de Tzibura? Okay. Ayin b'yoyma, okay. Vishagor. The Mechaber said certain parshas which are shagor you're allowed to say baal peh. Uparshas hatamid, excuse me, vishagor, avam eno shagor v'yakol, not everyone is familiar. Afagav sheshagor b'piv asar. Even though it's shagor in his own mouth, it's asar. Kagoin kriya shema v'chim psuke de zimra. Likewise, psuke de zimra you're allowed to say baal peh. What else? Uparshas hatamid. Kaza magen Avram hamayim beisus of Yira sheyesh deus shonis betam heter amiros elod varam balpe. The magen Avram says someone who looks carefully at the beis Yosef will see that there are various opinions and the reason for the heter of saying these things. Lachen yesh li zaher shaloi loymar shum davar balpe. Therefore, you should be careful not to say anything balpe. You really should try your best not to say anything balpe. Kiim mash nizkar pay b'shulchan aruch. Meaning, if it's not mentioned explicitly, namely Shema berchas koyanim parshas hatamid, you should really be machmir. The Hisoira's Tshuva has a Shaila. People are lenient at the end of Shemana Esrei. They say Psukim with their name. How are they allowed to say it Baal Peh? Unless you say that's definitely Shagur Befi everybody. Meaning, whatever your Pasuk is, the Psukim of your name has a din of Shagur Bepeh. Now, what exactly is the reason you know how to say it Baal Peh? Is it Exeris HaKasav? The Tosfos Rid and Megillah says, we're Choshesh. You'll make a mistake. The Beis Yosef says there are many drashos that are learnt out from chaseros and yeseros. And if you're going to say it baal peh, you're missing the right lettering. The Sefer Yoreim gives another reason that you should not get used to saying it baal peh. And because maybe Amei Arutz will eventually say that it wasn't given originally b'ksav. How much are you not allowed to say about peh, even one letter? Okay. However, with Chuvas Chavasiyar, Matur Lemer Kol Sefer Tehillim Baal Peh, the Chavasiyar gives a heter to say the whole Tehillim Baal Peh, Dekiman Shu La'ir Rachamei Hashem Havalei Ketfilah. Since it's to be Ma'ir Rachamim, it has a din of Tefilah. Chassam Sofer says another reason. Since it was originally Niskan to say Baal Peh, because the Levim that sang in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say Mitoicha Sefer, therefore the dinim of not saying Baal Peh do not apply to Tehillim. Also, those who brought the Karim Pesach did not say Halal Mitoicha Sidr. V'nir li sheish lismay chalav. The Chavetz Chaim says that it seems to me you can rely on the Chavetz. The Balav Hachidas HaTaras HaKenim HaGra Ka'Poiskim D'Davkel Hoisi Ra Midei Chavasim Asar. Because anyway, many Poiskim hold that it's only a problem when you're being Moitzi others their Chayva. So like I said, when it comes to Vayichulu, Vayichulu is not on the official list of Parshas that are Shagar B'Feh, and you are being Moitzi others, you should not say Vayichulu Baal Peh. Mutter, those things that people know are shagur b'pivus. Mutter uve moitzi acherim ba'amirasei asaksuvim. If you're being moitzi others, let's say well in Shema or Berachas Kanan where the Tum mitzadin amogin Avram lahachmir shaloi loymer baal peh b'chol gavni v'chemashem midivrei hagrab b'beurai. Anytime you're being moitzi someone with their chiyuv, you should not say it baal peh. Now that's very interesting. Why would that be that the iser is only when you're being moitzi other people with their chiyuv? If the chashash is maybe you'll make a mistake, or maybe you'll be missing chaseres v'yaseiros, or maybe Amei Ha'aretz will say that's all there is. What difference does it make whether you're being moitzi other their chiyuv or not? Maybe it's not considered a reading that warrants such a legislation. Anyway, we're going to hold it over here. Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow in Simen Nun. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.